Donna Bergstrom, Lieutenant Governor candidate with Jeff Johnson for Governor, State of Minnesota.
And just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on today. I am Donna Bergstrom. I was born in Cloquet, Minnesota, and raised in Carlton. Those are two cities just a little south of Duluth. My mom was born and raised on the Red Lake Reservation, and my dad grew up in Bemidji, and they met up in that area and then married and moved down to the Carlton-Cloquet area where my dad was employed with the Potlatch Corporation for many years. So myself and my six siblings, we grew up in Carlton, graduated from Carlton High School, and after I graduated, I went on to the university in Minnesota in Twin Cities, so the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and I got a degree in political science. And shortly thereafter, I went backpacking around Europe for a while, and when I came back, I was inspired by all the great benefits and freedoms that we have here in our United States that I didn't see or encounter so much overseas, so I joined the military. And I was in the United States Marine Corps Reserve for just over 20 years. I was a reserve commissioned officer and retired in 2010 as a lieutenant colonel. And my specialty was intelligence. So I was on and off active and reserve several times, including Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, where I was stationed at our headquarters unit preparing our programs and policies for our intelligence operations. I am now living in Duluth, Minnesota, home with my husband and son, and I'm so proud and honored to have been asked to be Jeff Johnson's running mate for Lieutenant Governor. We announced on May 14th, and it has been a real race ever since. Of course, we just had our primary election, and we were victorious, which we were very happy to have happen. And it was really Jeff's message of governing self-government and just emphasizing that people are better deciders for themselves than the government telling them what and how to do things.
And we've been following a number of Native American women candidates this year. There's a lot of Native women running for political office that have seen victories and some that, have not. So what is your thought on being one of those Native women who who's running for political office this campaign season?
Sure. That's a great question. You know, what I look back to is really, I think our women have always been leaders in our communities, and we've, been the keepers of many things in our cultures, our different cultures, and now we have been seeing women running in their tribal communities and winning in their offices within their tribes, and so I think this is an extension of our willingness to step up and serve. And what I think is that, this is our home. America is our home. This is where we're, from. And I don't think we're afraid to step up and say we want to serve and help. And I think people are more comfortable now being able to step into this realm. I think it's just terrific.
And for the case for Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, it's highly likely that there's going to be a Native woman in that position, as well with Peggy Flanagan running on the Democratic nomination. In her acceptance speech yesterday, she mentioned the historic moment and gave a shout out to you. So do you have anything to add?
Well, yes, I'm, very proud of my heritage. I say that we are people of great resilience. We're able to adapt and overcome. And I think to really take that message to certainly the state level is just a wonderful message that we're going to be able to bring. Peggy, I know, has had public service, and so kudos to her. And I know when they announced, that was news. And I think it's great that we bring attention to our great leaders here all over our nation, especially our Native women. So I think that's really wonderful.
And tell me a little bit about the platform on your ticket for Native people in Minnesota.
Well, Jeff's message, Jeff Johnson, who is the governor candidate, really started out laying out his vision, which was for a government that wasn't arrogant or controlling or didn't bully people because they just knew better. It was really a government that served the people and a government that was of the people. And I noticed his campaign in 2017 when he announced, and I had known him from the previous governor run that he had in 2014, so I was very interested in him. And his vision and his idea for government really matches mine in that I think people are really capable of making their own decisions better than the government, and that our government really should serve our people. And when he asked me to run with him, I said yes, because Jeff is a man of honor and integrity, and those are two rare qualities in politics today, and they really shouldn't be. And so I was honored to be running with him. But his message really is for all Minnesotans, and in particular, Native communities, I think, will gravitate toward that because, you know, he's saying we don't need a lot of government in our lives. And when government comes into our lives, it should be a good experience. So we have 11 federally recognized tribes here in Minnesota, and he's really excited to get working with all of our Minnesota entities, businesses, tribal communities, our education venues, and really just get Minnesota moving. And so that includes the Native communities.
You know, historically, we've seen Native voters turn out for Democratic candidates, but that's not necessarily to say that they don't also vote Republican. As we know, we have some Native people in Congress who are Republican, and also in state offices who support the Republican Party. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know that has been somewhat of a marker for the last 10 years, although I think if you look before that, there was a better turnout among the Native communities for the Republicans, and the two sitting U.S. congressmen that are Native American are Republicans. So for me, it's what the platform says. Our Republican platform says that we honor life from natural birth to natural death, or from conception to natural death, and you know, that aligns with our Native beliefs that our lives are sacred. And the fact that, you know, we can defend ourselves, have free speech, have free expression of our culture and our religion, that is a theme within the Republican Party. And the fact that I believe the Republicans really defend the Constitution, and this is anecdotal, I don't have any statistical evidence of this, but that my sense is, you know, we really want to make sure our Constitution stays intact. Because there is that relationship that we have as Native members with our U.S. government that is really tied to the U.S. Constitution. So we need to make sure that U.S. Constitution stays strong, because when that stays strong, then our sovereign and tribal nations are going to stay strong as well.
And anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I'd like to say I'm just truly honored to have this opportunity to be able to run. I have served our country in the best way that I have thought possible. I've, tried to live my life in a good way and live the values and traditions that I know my mom was raised up in with, her grandparents, who taught her to respect people, respect each other, take care of our world and take care of each other. So I hope to bring those same values to the lieutenant governor office, and certainly to stand up as a role model to others that, we can be leaders. We can stand up and we can do it if you work hard.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate it.